Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Sometimes you just have to do exactly what He told us to do in those prophecies. You stand and exude an anointing. When you can look into the Spirit and see exactly what the Lord's wanting to do and then what the enemy is trying to shut down. Well, you're making too big of a thing of it. You're really being real spiritual sometimes, Pastor. Pseudo, over the top. No, you just look into the Spirit. You can see things and see what's going on. So what you're supposed to be doing when you come here is not whiling away the hour, 2 hours, 3 hours spent. But it's for you to walk out of this place with something you did not have when you came in. And then also to be able to give something. Because every single one of you are, if you're maturing, if you're coming to a place that you weren't before 3 months ago, then you're constantly aware of your ministry, what you're supposed to be doing. So even before you ever get here, you're thinking about, what am I bringing? What's my part? See, most congregations never get talked to like this, but we're not a regular congregation, we're revivalist. So what's my part? You'll never know because you think so less of yourself in significance, what the enemy will do, not directly Satan, but he's got billions, just there's billions and billions of spirits. We know that man can't even count. Revelation says there's an innumerable, in other words, there's not an ability to count an innumerable company of angels. Well, at least 1/3 of that innumerable number fail. So besides for your flesh, it wouldn't be nothing for him to have a dozen little spirits just doing whatever they could, and especially to disguise themselves. Never can you ever know that it's not just you and just regular circumstances and different things that employ your attention. They'll never let themselves be known. Otherwise, you'd say, wait a minute, what's distracting me? What's keeping me out of prayer? Why am I not fully engaged when I come into the house? So there's all that spiritual warfare that's hardly ever understood until you get to a certain place where you can look over into those things. But this morning you're here, and you're here for a purpose. You're here for revival. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. So what are we going to do? I really don't know. Got a lot of notes, but I don't care. All I care about is a move. An absolute move. I need you as the individual to move past yourself, to get over yourself and to get over your weaknesses, says the Spirit of grace. I did not say not to do anything about your weaknesses. But I've instructed you to move past how you see yourself. My desire for you is for you to move in to the fullness of your significance and to know your authority that you're to exude at all times. Do not let down your guard at any moment. At every moment, realize who you are. Even in the reflection of what seems to be your weaknesses in the flesh. And as I said, I did not say do nothing about them, but I want you to understand how I see you as a father. Who is he that condemns? It's Christ that died. For the one who would call on me to come forth out of every weakness, not just those weaknesses that pertain to sin, but weaknesses as in going forward and attaining a place of authority through prayer and through fasting and giving yourself over much into this effort, this last effort to move the body going forward. Realize you will not realize your significance if you're unhappy with yourself. Yours is to know my joy in you and my affirmation for you. Separating the flesh that needs to die should have no reflection on your joy in me to attain that place of where I'm taking you to, says the Lord. When you look at yourself and your weaknesses, for many are caught up even in the present hour. Many can't go forward and perform their ministry. Look past yourself. Do not be so selfish with your life as to let your own burdens and your own weaknesses stop your ministry. I've asked you to minister even in the midst of weaknesses, even in the midst of tribulations, even in the midst of trials. I had none of my apostles or none of my prophets that came forth that ever were without trouble in the midst of their ministry, saith the Spirit of grace. For you to live in a dream world, to believe that after this present tribulation is past, then you'll move into your ministry, is to put the cart before the horse. For you to believe that the confusion against your mind or the emotions or the affliction that is temporarily attacking your body should be a stay for you for a season until you can move past, is to put the cart before the horse. I've given you my word, and I've affirmed you. I'm not holding you in contempt. I'm not holding you in condemnation. Why would you do the same for yourself, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm asking you to grow up. I'm asking you to grow up. I'm asking you to grow up and shed off infantile and adolescence ways of thinking. Pora kedese. Nothing can cripple you. Nothing can abate you. Nothing can hold you in stocks and fetters, except that which you believe can. And I say again to you, you must find that place of pleasure with your own self, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You must find that my joy truly is your strength, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And what I'm after is not just your personal well-being. Joel's army will never come to the place. This generation will pass the baton to another one and another one. That prophecy of Joel 2 will not be fulfilled except for a people that come to the place who are willing to minister in the midst of their infirmity and move past the challenges of their life and to hold the sword on one hand and the building material on the other to work and build and to work and build and to fight in the spirit against those things that challenge you both in the flesh and in the spirit as spirits come against you to war, saith the Spirit of grace. I've asked you to grow up. I've asked you to grow up. I've asked you to grow up. Telekarese. Great are the arguments. Great are the arguments in your own mind. Mahalasete, you've rehearsed them so long that you have no idea how they have washed over you and become seated in you as to your own weaknesses, saith the Spirit of grace. Mahalese belakalatio. Bole melet yete tiato balakorose. Fro de lehima e setiete. Makalasete. Yes, sir. For those of you that will find my joy in me and my affirmation for you, in you, you'll come to a place of confidence in my spirit that'll take you past the weaknesses of your present flesh. You'll move past those. And again, in all these things, I'm not giving excuses for your flesh to do nothing about it. But as you labor in those other places, do not let that labor become your identification. As you labor in prayer, speaking my word against the infirmity, that is not your identification. My identification for you is that you are a high priest and a king and seated with me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Bola kares saint. Square your shoulders. Lift your head. Speak as those are the ones who with great authority who have conquered the flesh and in sin and conquered the flesh in all ways of discouragement. Balakotele. When your bottom lip and head hangs low, you signal to the enemy that he is winning the fight, that what he's throwing against you, when your facial expressions, even at home in privacy, put on a gloom, the enemy knows what he cannot read in your mind is having an effect in your motions. Therefore, I say, paint a face of joy. Tattoo a face of joy. Let it be consecrated and sealed in concrete that you continually look up, even when your flesh calls you a hypocrite. Hold that standard of joy in my presence. Laugh in his face at hypocrisy accusations and spell out by my word those things that you are, saith the Spirit of grace. Molekedese, belekoloso telekedeseti, belekaleseti didieti. Your lack of believing who you are is holding back. It's holding back a big portion of the timing of this revival, saith the Spirit of grace. The Joshuas, the Esthers, the Deborahs, the judges that will judge will be real happy with themselves. They'll not be discouraged with themselves, and yet they'll still be fighting the war of perfection, but they'll carry an heir, which is the heir of a prince, a princess, a king, a conqueror. Balacharese vididiato, bere balakotene. Mokelese, viaklatia posta. Blessed be the Lamb. There's none like you. There's none like you, Jesus. Jesus, polakadesidite. You are worthy again, blessed.
You are holy.
Yes, holy Jesus.
Like no other. You are holy, there's no other.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There'll be prayer tonight. And then next Sunday night, we'll have a worship service just for 2 hours, unless it goes into extended hours. So we've asked people that maybe sometimes they live a far away or they're not usually accustomed, for whatever reason they can't make it on Sunday nights, to sow as often as they can into corporate prayer, because part of our instruction has been corporate prayer. So I appreciate you praying at home. He said both ways. Individually, of course, has always been our format, but for us to get together and pray corporately. So we'll be praying tonight. The next week we'll be praying in worship. It's a form of prayer, is worship. Hallelujah. Pray for the nation. But more than anything, pray for revival.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you can receive what I heard, what I heard as you were hearing it from the Holy Spirit, if you can receive that instruction and really take it to heart, you and all of us will go to another level. We'll go to another place. We won't have that transcript for a week or so, but you can listen to this service again. You can fast forward to that part and listen to it again. Thank you, Jesus. We're really close to a lot of angelic activity and visions and dreams and the power of the gospel. Now, this is one level of the power of the gospel is worship and presence and then prophecy. That's a level of power. It's knocking on the door of demonstrated power. So we'll see that. And you'll be real surprised that people will just show up that have infirmities. And I expect a lot of people being healed even without direct laying on of hands, especially at this time, but I'm not scared to do that. I praise God for the covering over our church and over you and over all of you out there. We've not restricted anybody to do anything they want to as far as coverings and those kinds of things, but we've also taught the other side of it. Now, some places are mandated. There are some churches, their state's mandated. Ours is, we don't have a mandate for church for that. But I thank God He's going to take us through this. Nobody, to my knowledge, and by the grace of God, there will not. Now, nobody to my knowledge has had any kind of infection given to them by coming to this church. Some people have had family members, but it wasn't because it happened here. And I just believe that God's going to keep us. We're going to use wisdom today as you leave. You know, practice what we've been teaching. But will you please remember, those of you that are watching and those that are here, the house of God and giving. I won't go into it, but as you're leaving this morning, it really helps. It really helps. And your part is so much appreciated. So as you're exiting the building, if you can come up, and those of you are watching after the service is over, if you can send in, it would be wonderful. Hallelujah. Have you had a good time? Just His presence. That's all that matters, His presence. And we had, you know, He can say in three paragraphs prophetically what He can say in a whole teaching. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Praise you, Jesus. Those of you that are watching that can come to, you know, next week, come. Praise the Lord. Barbara and John, if you're watching, worship service next week. I told you that at some point we'd have another one, so come on down. And all of our friends everywhere, we love you so much. If I start with names, then I'm going to miss somebody. That's why I don't go into a lot of greetings, because I know so many wonderful people out there and that are praying for us and are sending financial blessings in. But you know who you are, and often we communicate individually. So let's all stand, and you guys lead us in one more, Harry. This has kind of been a worship / prophetic service, and believe me, I thought a lot to say. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless and so generous. You're so faithful. You are such an awesome God, so mighty,
so mighty,
and so holy,
so holy, Lord,
so wonderful. Such an awesome God,
so selfless,
and so generous.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So faithful you are. Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless, so
generous.
You're
Lord.
Such an awesome God, so mighty, you're so holy, you're so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so selfless, you're so generous, so faithful.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I believe it. We love you so much. And from here at the Family Prayer Center in Immokalee, Florida, God bless all of you that are watching. Amen.